Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And good morning to you, Jackie.
Good morning.
And Margaret, how are you this morning?
I'm just fine. Thank
you. Good, good. Well, it's good to have the BPW folks, business and professional women, back with us this morning. And we're going to start off with something that a lot of people love, and that's your annual, well, actually twice a year, craft show, Jackie.
It sure is. It's coming up this Saturday, October 27th. It's going to be at the Cass County Community Center at the fairgrounds. From 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we do have an admission of 50 cents. But don't let that stop you, because that gives you a chance to be in the drawings for some of the door prizes.
I'm not sure. What can you get for 50 cents these days, Jackie?
That's true.
I think this is the bargain of at least the week and maybe the month. Okay, lots of different kinds of vendors there. Good time to do some Christmas shopping, Halloween shopping. I know there's going to be a ton of Halloween stuff. What are some of the kinds of things that you're going to have?
There is just so many things. I hope I can get through it all. We've got 57 different vendors, but it also adds up to 80 different spaces sold, or not different spaces. Some of those have multiple.
Means they got a lot of stuff.
They do. They really do. We've got a few home-based businesses, Tupperware, Pink Zebra, Party Light, Scentsy, the Osborne Books, and Pampered Chef. Some fitness and nutrition supplies you can get there. You can also get your orders for the Family Crisis Pumpkin Rolls.
Better get those done.
And then we've got the craft items, you know, from the vendors. There's going to be handbags, jewelry, popcorn shirts. I'm anxious to see what that is. Wreaths, keychains, candles, embroidery, stick horses, walker bags. Some of the cute little girl things, the little tutus and the hair bows, they've got a vendor with those. Candy and cookies, cupcakes, hand-painted stones, decorated bottles. We've got a guy coming with barn board furniture and whatever else he can make out of barn boards. A new vendor this year is Glass Creations. It's really kind of fun because she takes wine bottles, beer bottles, any type of glass thing, cuts them, and makes wind chimes or whatever you want made out of them. So kind of fun.
Check that out.
You bet.
Yeah. Okay, so whether it's some small items, it's some big items for the home, it's food. You know, if you're looking, maybe you're going to have company on Sunday. Hey, this would be a good time to get some good stuff.
Come get your Christmas candy ordered.
There you go. So just so many different kinds of things to for yourself, or kind of look ahead in terms of entertaining. So you've been sold out. This is a sold out as far as the vendors go.
It is. We've squeezed and squeezed till we can't squeeze anymore. My co-chair, Becky Bonney, she's kind of in charge of the vendors, and she's got her map made, and we've got as many squeezed in as we possibly can, but we've been sold out since September. So we've got a waiting list. If anybody would like to be on our list, give one of us a call. We'll give our numbers later, but we can put you on the waiting list if there's cancellations yet between now and Saturday, or we can get you ready for the spring one.
Occasionally somebody gets sick or something happens that they have to cancel. Now, the other thing is you could come and have lunch.
That's right. We've always got our lunch back there in the concession stand. We'll have sloppy joes, sloppy dogs, hot dogs, ham salad sandwiches, potato salad, and pie.
This, and then you could take some home, too.
You bet. We've got to-go containers.
Yeah, you do a lot of carryouts, I think. So if you can't stay for the whole craft show, you can always do lunch and take some with you. So it's a great opportunity. Now, let's mention you're taking in lots of money. You hope it's lots of money, right? I mean, the food, and then, of course, all the vendors pay a fee, and then there's their little 50 cents. Mm-hmm. It does add up.
Yes, it does.
So where
does
all that money go?
That goes to our operating fund, but we do give scholarships into our community service projects. We give locally a $1,000 scholarship each year to a non-traditional student to help her or him get back into the workforce, to further their education, or if they've been out of working for quite some time, maybe they've been raising their family and they want to get back into school. That's what a non-traditional student is. Okay. We also give money to our state scholarships, which gives $1,000. $5,000 scholarships each year. And so that's where a lot of our money goes. And we are very active in our community here. And you can see us in almost any of the local events. And we give money to the fire department, fireworks that we see every summer, the kids' Christmas movies. We'll be out on the street for trick-or-treat, special school activities when it's requested. We have a student, or maybe two, I'm not sure, that we are supporting for the Southwest Iowa Honor Band trip, some of the youth groups, contact us for their mission trips, anything that we get a request. We have a committee that takes care of the community service money, and so that goes to that. And so these are our major fundraisers, the spring and fall craft shows.
Okay. And, you know, that should be sort of motivating for people to join, and we're going to come back and talk about that. But in the, right now we want to talk to Margaret, and the first thing I want to mention is the movie that's tonight.
Yes, we are showing the movie Iron Jawed Angels. And we saw this movie at our May state meeting, and we were so impressed we wanted to bring it to Atlantic. And it's about how, what women went through to get the right to vote, and this being the 100th anniversary of women's right to vote, we thought it very appropriate that we brought this to Atlantic. And it's going to be tonight at Iowa Western Community College, room 141, and there'll be free popcorn at 6:30, and the movie will start promptly at 7, and it's about 2 hours in length. Now, if you'd like something to drink, you can bring your own non-alcoholic beverage, or there is a vending machine that's available.
Okay, great. Now, also, you mentioned this is the 100th anniversary, but we're just short of 2 weeks before it's time to vote.
Yes, so we want everybody to come out and watch this movie, and every woman that watches this movie and doesn't vote, there's something
wrong.
You'd
like to tell her where to go.
And
go
it,
to the polls.
It's a high-end movie. I mean, it's not just a – cast includes Hilary Swank, Frances O'Connor, Julia Ormond, Angelica Houston, and Patrick Dempsey. So we want to there. We had a date to RSVP, but we do have some more room. So if you didn't get your name in and you'd like to see the movie, please come on out.
Okay, that's tonight. Be there at least by 7:30 if you would like to get in on some popcorn and maybe a little visiting as you come in the door.
Right,
you
know, the movie. The movie will start promptly at 7, so okay. We'd like everyone in their seats by then.
Iowa Western Community College here in Atlantic. Now, the other thing, I've been hearing a couple BPW members say something about She Matters. I don't know. That sounds like another movie or something. She Matters.
No, She Matters is a report that the Iowa Women's Leadership Project has presented. And it tells about the 2012 status of women and girls in Iowa. Now, you can get a complete report of this if you Google Iowa Women's Leadership Project and then click on She Matters Report, and then you can either print out the whole report or you can print out a pamphlet. And in this pamphlet, it lists the top 10 issues that are being addressed. And those are, they would like an increased number of Iowa women to be employed in STEM careers, and STEM is science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And for all women and girls to have access to health care, for females and males to be paid equally for equal work, for all Iowa women and their families to live above the poverty level, and for Iowa women not to experience sexual violence, to have more elected and appointed public officials be women, and to have 50% or more Iowa businesses owned by women, and all Iowa women have access to safe, affordable housing, Iowa's aging women to be healthy and independent, and Iowa girls and women are prevented or diverted from incarceration.
If we didn't realize what some of the issues are in our state, in the nation, this certainly points it out, because there's something on that list, more than one, probably, that relates to all of us.
Yes, and if the present trend continues by the next generation, more Iowa families will be supported by women than men. So she really does matter.
Yeah, sometimes we think, oh, it's just the men who need to be concerned here. The men need to be concerned about the women as well as vice versa. It should be a
right.
Non-gender concern here.
This complete report has been sent to all the representatives and senators in the state. And so we would like everybody to write them, call them, whatever, and insist that they read it and act on it,
okay.
Because it's very important.
Again, if we want to get a copy, look at the details, Iowa Women's Leadership
Project.
Okay,
yes.
And then She Matters. Okay.
And then click on the 2012 She Matters report,
okay.
And then you can click on either getting the full report or a pamphlet. The pamphlet tells about these 10 okay. things. The full report okay. goes into a lot more detail.
Very interesting, and as I say, something that should be a concern to everyone. And just for a minute, Jackie, we need to be reminded about the craft show.
Okay, it's this Saturday, October 27th, from 9 to 3 at the Cass County Community Center. Come on out and have lunch with us. Visit all of our booths and get your Christmas shopping and your Halloween treats.
Okay, and if you want to be a BPW member and help with all this, they can.
Oh, you definitely can. We're a very active organization in our local area and in the state. You can give any of us a call. You can call me at my work, as best place to catch me, and that's Simply Hair at 243-3626, Debbie Lysted, 249-1480, or Margaret.
250-0589.
All right. Thank you very much to Jackie Wickey and Margaret Sontag from Atlantic's BPW, Business and Professional Women's Association. Until next time, here's a thought. Without initiative, leaders are simply workers in leadership positions.